Inch by painful inch, Enzo worked himself up the cliff face, feet searching for footholds to brace him as he moved his hands up the rope, one over the other. His arms began to ache, his legs trembling, his strength ebbing away, slowly but surely. Desperation clutched his heart with icy fingers. He gritted his teeth against the pain and kept going, never once looking up until the very last, when he felt his hand crushed between the rope and the rock, and realized he was almost there. Rock and earth was crumbling all around him, sending showers of debris back into the black. He threw an arm over the top and grasped the rope, pulling with all his might, kicking a leg over the lip of it to give himself extra purchase. And then he was up on the high crest of the cliffs, fully in the open, shadow and light racing to greet him as he rolled himself over and over until he was sufficiently clear of the edge to feel safe. He lay on his back, looking up at the moon, arms and legs spread wide. And with relief came an urge to weep. So he closed his eyes and took deep, steady breaths to calm himself, before finally getting stiffly, painfully to his feet and untying the rope from his waist. He looked around and saw that the rope was tethered to a stout metal crowbar, driven at an angle deep into a crack in the rock. It could hardly have been more secure. He stood shakily, the wind whipping around him, and looked all along the line of the cliffs and back toward the woods. There was no sign of either his attacker or his rescuer, and he wondered if they were one and the same person, and if so, why? All he knew was that by some miracle he was still alive. And he was grateful for that. He stepped over the rope that delineated the supposedly safe walking area and started stiffly back toward the car park. It was with an enormous sense of relief that he slipped into the driver's seat and pulled the door shut. He started the engine, turned the heater up full, and laid his head back against the headrest and closed his eyes. Every muscle in his body ached. He waited until the engine had warmed up and he felt the heat coming through, before slipping the Jeep into reverse gear and accelerating backward to turn. The whole vehicle shuddered and he almost stalled it. He braked, slipped into first, and tried to go forward. The same thing. Enzo opened the door and jumped out to see what was wrong. The offside front tire was flat. He cursed out loud and raised his eyes to the heavens. To have to change a wheel now, after all he had been through, was the final straw. With anger fueling determination, he stalked around to where the spare wheel was bolted to the back of the vehicle, which is when he noticed that the rear offside tire was flat as well, and the rear nearside tire. Despair gave way to anger as he walked briskly to the other side of the Jeep and saw that the front nearside tire was also flat. He crouched down to run the tips of his fingers over the deep slash cut into the tire wall and closed his eyes, breathing out through clenched teeth. Not content with almost killing him, his tormentor was determined that he would now have to walk across the island in the dark to get back to Le Bourg. Enzo stood up slowly and leaned both hands against the roof of the Jeep, his anger simmering dangerously inside him. There would be a reckoning.